Welcome to What Matters in North Carolina. My name is Mark Shiver. Glad to have you listening to the podcast today. And we're very excited because we keep, as I call it, widening the net at the North Carolina General Assembly. It's awesome that we are able to have as guests on the podcast members of the General Assembly, folks that have been elected and are going through the process of writing legislation, debating legislation, passing legislation, shooting down legislation. I mean, they are right there on the front lines, and more, they are coming on this very program, and so we're excited about that. Today, we'll be talking with a freshman member of the House of Representatives, Representative Mike Clampett. He is representing the fine folks way out west, and he's out there almost in Tennessee, right up next to it. Swain County and Haywood and such. And so we'll be talking with him. I think he says it's a little over 300 miles for him to drive to Raleigh. So, wow. He must really want to come to work every week in the General Assembly to be making that trip. But he's a great guy. I actually met him at a polling event that the Civitas Institute held. I got to sit next to him, just started talking to him, found him to be just a genuinely nice guy. And I asked him, hey, would you like to be our guest? And he said, sure. So we have set that up, and we'll be glad to bring you that interview momentarily with Representative Mike Clampett. He has a history in serving as a fireman and a fire chief, and dedicated his life to that form of public service. And some of the bills that he has filed obviously flow out of that experience. And so we'll talk to him about that. Yesterday, we had Representative Chuck McGrady on the program, and boy, that's a real firestorm on both sides, Republican and Democrat, weighing in on his proposed piece of legislation, House Bill 186. And so if you missed our chat with him, you can certainly go to freedomactionnetwork.com and download it and listen to it at your leisure, or go to the iTunes and Google Play stores as well to listen to that podcast from Monday. Without any further ado, let's talk to Representative Mike Clampett from the North Carolina General Assembly here on What Matters.
Now on What Matters in North Carolina
is Representative Mike Clampett, and he is serving the good folks out in the western part of the state. Representative Clampett, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. It's a real honor and privilege to be here. It's a God-given opportunity to be elected to represent Swain Countyans and Jacksonians and Haywood Countyans.
Now, you're way out yonder.
Yes.
It takes you a while.
5 hours worth, 311 miles.
Wow. So it's quite a drive. Gives you a lot of opportunity, I'm sure, to think about what's going on. And as you've reflected on this being your first term in the North Carolina House of Representatives, how does it feel?
Well, it's a surreal opportunity. And I had worked here in 13, 14, as a sergeant at arms. And that was exciting, but being on this side of the fence is even more exciting than that. It is a real eye-opening experience, a very good opportunity to really have your nose to the grindstone to see how our state governmental operations operate.
Now, do you sometimes revert back to wanting to tell people to get off the floor as you were when you was working as a sergeant of arms, or have you gotten over all of that?
Well, there I'm retired fire department, so it's hard to get the old fire horse out of me sometimes. So we all revert back to our old ways in some form or fashion.
Exactly. Well, Representative Clampett, in terms of this being your first session, what do you think so far about how the session is progressing?
I'm very excited. I think that we have a good group of freshmen. I'm part of the 15-18 group here that we're coming in for the first time, and we have a great cohesion and work together well. We share lots of information, and a lot of the, quote, if you will, older heads or more senior representatives have done a wonderful job in embracing us and assisting us on getting bills introduced and bill writing process, et cetera. I've been very lucky so far. My first bill was Clarifax expiration of vehicle registration, and that was something I thought would be simple, which it had to go for a proposed committee substitute, but passed unanimously to the House. And it just had just a wording change to have to do with the state House and the State Senate legislator tags. They only are good for one calendar year, and it originated by a question from the lady down at the DMV to solve a little issue on wording on the registration. So I told her I'd be happy to do it. And people always asking, how do bills get started? Is it abstract ideas or what? And I said, well, they just come from people sometimes. And I said, sometimes they're state workers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've heard that more than once, that folks down there at the General Assembly, often legislation germinates with a conversation with constituents or other folks around the state. So it's got to make you feel good to have a bill pass through the House.
Yes, sir. Give a little short orientation session on the House floor with it, and requested anyone that had a question to I'd entertain that and give them an answer. But they're, like I said, it was fairly self-explanatory. I do have some other bills I'm primary sponsoring, and they're all fire or public safety related: increase in fire and rescue pension benefits, criminal offense for vandalizing fire EMS and Forest Service equipment, local firefighter relief fund eligibility, and First Responders Act of 2017 to have the state search and rescue teams to be funded and assist on the search and rescue name funds change. So I'm sympathetic and empathetic to the fire, EMS, and law enforcement community, because that was my life's career of over 31 years in public service as deputy sheriff, community college administrator for fire and rescue, and in Charlotte Fire Department, where I retired from as fire captain.
Well, it sounds like you've been pretty busy for a freshman.
Well, that's what people get you down here for, and we do have a certain amount of time. Something that people need to realize, a lot of time with the bills that's being introduced, we're looking at about 4,000 bills that get introduced, and out of all those, only about 1,000 actually pass. So there's a lot of work involved. Just because you get it introduced doesn't mean it automatically passes. It gets referred to committee, gets hammered out in committee, and then you've got to inform the committee of what your bill's about and how is it going to cost the citizens or the state. I do have some good committees I had the privilege of being assigned to: aging, appropriations, general government, and full appropriations, wildlife resources, education, community colleges, and let's see, housing, and also the, oh gosh, I can't read my name on the wall there for the other one, but
homelessness,
they're all connected to
homelessness, foster homelessness, foster care, and dependency.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just looked that up while you were talking. So one of the things, and I don't know if that committee has met yet or not, but one of the things that has been taking place over the last couple of sessions at the General Assembly, particularly Senator Berenger, has had a good deal of interest in the whole foster care, scenario and trying to help kids and stuff. So is that something that an area that you have an interest in, or did you just get put on the committee? Or
no, I had an interest in that for my particular area. We have some issues back home with, bad to say, in North Carolina, Swain County has the highest teenage pregnancy rate in the state, and there's issues tied to that. So I'm wanting to bring attention to hopefully what we can do to assist on education levels to help individuals make right choices.
One of the things that people tend to have happen, Representative Clampett, when they come down there for the very first time, it's almost like you roll into Raleigh with a certain amount of idealism, and then that kind of goes away fairly quickly because the system has been in place for so many years, and it's tough for freshman legislators to really make a difference. But it sounds like you are, kind of breaking that mold, and you're getting involved and you're active, and I think you should be commended for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate those kind words for that. Having been down here before the 13, 14 years, I did build some relationships with some of the senior representatives and have credibility with them on the questions they would ask me on legislation back then based on my life's experience. And I think that has helped me as a freshman to be down here. And I also recognize the limitations that as a freshman I would have. So, as far as great expectations, the one, just the privilege of being here is great, and God-given opportunity. And then with that, Also, paying a lot of attention. Sometimes listening is the best thing to do instead of acting.
Hmm. That's good advice. I should heed that more often.
I understand.
So let me ask you, I believe that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but did you have a, were you able to have a meeting with your constituents there in the Hayward County Courthouse over the weekend in Waynesville?
Yes, sir. I had one Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. It ran about 6:30. I had approximately 70 individuals show up, and it was a very good opportunity for them to come out and voice concerns and ask questions of why I was supporting certain items and things of that nature. And it was a campaign promise I had made back on the trail that I would hold one in each county, one per quarter. So I started with Swain in January. Haywood was on Friday, and then the next one will be in Jackson County at the end of March. But people were, and most part, were very respectful and very accommodating with that. True, there's a few ground rules set up front, but I believe it was real good. The comments I heard afterwards were positive, that they said people were saying it was the first time that they'd ever had a legislator after they were elected to come. They were used to people coming and talking before the election and doing the debates and things like that. And I feel like, and it's an obligation as part of the job to go back and actually talk with the people that put you in office, or maybe that didn't vote put you in office, that want to hear what's going on. And everybody has a desire for education and knowing what's happening in their state. And I encourage people to come out. And like I said, we just want to keep a decorum of calmness. And, you know, it's not a debate as such. It's just to report back. And it's also a chance for me to listen to them on stuff.
You mentioned, Representative Clampett, your bill, the First Responders Act of 2017. And the last section talks about concealed carry for certain emergency medical services personnel. Have you had any response on that particular provision of the bill yet? Has it been good, bad, or have you not had any response?
Not had any response. I jumped on the bill as far as sponsoring that. It was because of previous life experience I had in emergency services. So I felt like, you know, your pillars of the community and people that would be trustworthy being armed in situations were, you know, first responders, and they do have a right to protect themselves, et cetera. But I've not had any pushback or had any negativism or, you know, nothing one way or another, really. But like I said, just because it involved their safety, I wanted to promote that.
Well, in terms of your expectations, and I know your time is valuable, so we're going to wind this up, but I wanted to ask you this. In terms of what you look out over the horizon of this legislative session, do your expectations, do you feel like they are being exceeded, or are you a little disappointed, or are you just, you feel like things are going the way you anticipated that they would?
Well, I feel like it's going like I anticipated, having had a being down here before. The only privilege now is being part of some committees that have participation on stuff. So all in all, the group we have down here works well together and has the best interest for all the citizens of North Carolina. Sometimes, whether they believe it or not, it's surreal with all that. But I think all in all that everybody has the best interest at heart, and it's just the way we go about trying to do that.
It's tough sometimes, isn't it, Representative Clampett, because the media, the mainstream media, they just hammer away, and oftentimes their headlines are intentionally deceptive. And, you know, you're trying to do what you feel like is right for people, and yet there's always somebody criticizing, it seems like, and they do so in ways that are often deceptive, and they don't tell the whole story. And have you run into any of that yet in the short time that you've been serving?
Well, a short answer to that is yes, I have. And what I would really expect from the media, which is a high bar that I don't think we're going to get, as far as their reporting on issues and information. Naturally, they're in the job for sensationalism and generating interest in whatever media coverage they're putting out there and their ratings for a particular market. But my thing is that I wish to represent both sides of whatever the issue is rather than making it so biased. I think that's a very much of a disrespect to the intelligence of the public out there, that when they take and do that, they just think that people can be sheep and follow whatever they said. I encourage people, even on the campaign trail and now that I'm in office, that whenever there's information, to get more than one source. Seek out other information about stuff and don't get single issue minded about something with a person or whatever. Look at the whole ball of wax, if you will, of what the person's doing or trying to accomplish rather than just one issue that they disagree with.
Well, that's good advice. And part of the reason why we're here is to hopefully shine the light of truth on stuff when the mainstream media doesn't so willingly seem to do that. Last question, Representative Clampett, before we let you go. You are on the one of the appropriations committees and on the full appropriation committee. What are you expecting to see in terms of, I know the Governor Cooper has already laid out a 5% teacher pay increase, and also the Senate will go first once he releases his full budget, so you'll have plenty of opportunity to compare those two. What are you expecting and thinking about when you ponder this year's budget process?
Well, one is being a good steward of all the tax dollars that the citizens of North Carolina put in trust into the government, that those funds will be used to the utmost ability possible and not to be wasteful, et cetera. As the old saying, the old pork barrel projects and things of that nature. I think we're beyond that by light years. But my expectations are working together to try to maintain our state's financial status, maintain a good business environment, and maintain taxes at a lower level where people have money in their pocket can spend.
Have you, I know you were, like me, an observer from afar over the last 6 years, Representative Clampett, not being there until this year. Has it been easy for you to acclimate to the ideology of conservatism that has really helped our state from an economic standpoint? Is that something that's easy to step into and go, you know, go with the flow as far as doing what you just said, being good stewards of the state's money?
Well, I've been in public service all my adult life, fire department, et cetera. So time from time, we've had to do more with less and things of that nature. I'm familiar with all the catchphrases with that, but as far as it being hard, no, sir. I think that the state, as well as individuals, need to live within their means and not spend money they don't have. We do have a constitution that says that as far as spending money, we can enact a bill or whatever that's going to spend money the state doesn't have. So we don't have cash reserve or a line of credit right offhand. So a lot of people don't understand that. They think we got a printing press down here. We don't have a printing press.
Well, certainly, I think that the previous majority 6 years ago, I don't think they understood that very well. But you guys are doing a great job, Representative Clampett. Congratulations on your first term, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon in the near future. Keep up the good work, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Mark, for allowing me the time to be there today. I do have an open-door policy for phone, door, and constituent services, so anything I can do to be a assistance to any of my constituents or anyone that's has an issue, feel free to call and we'll find the right person to take care of your problem or what legislator you need to be talking to.
Great. Thank you very much. You have a good day, and thank you for being our guest on What Matters in North Carolina.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and be blessed.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, I think that what I took away from that interview, and maybe you did too, is that he's a, you know, a nice guy for sure, but he understands the way the system works. And I think he's, for lack of a better word, he's kind of staying in his lane. You know, the freshmen down there at the General Assembly, they don't often have a lot of influence. I mean, that's just the way it works. But he's found his area of experience, you know, that with first responders, firefighters, that sort of thing. And he's actually getting some legislation moved through the House. And I think that's awesome because it's difficult. Trust me, I've worked there. And it's not very often that freshman legislators are the primary sponsor of a bill that works its way through a chamber and possibly gets passed into law. So Representative Clampett, I think, understands the way all of that stuff works, and he's working within those parameters, and he's doing a good job. And I think he genuinely means that he is here for his constituents and for folks that he represents, that whatever he can do to help them, He has an open door and open phone policy. And so it's a breath of fresh air to talk to somebody who is, I don't want to say idealistic, but who understands that, you know, it takes a while to gain experience at the General Assembly. And yet he's hit the ground running and doing what I think is a really good job. So thanks to Representative Mike Clampett for being our guest here on What Matters in North Carolina. As always, you can find us at freedomactionnetwork.com. Share the interviews, the podcasts with your friends. You know, you can send them a link or encourage them to go to the iTunes or Google Play stores for any episode of the podcast that you would like to listen to. And by the way, the easiest thing to do is just subscribe. And that way, What Matters in North Carolina will be dropped right into your computer or your phone, either from iTunes or Google Play, whichever is best for you. Thanks so much for listening to What Matters in North Carolina. And we're going to talk to a very interesting guest tomorrow. I will just leave it like that and look forward to having you back with us on Wednesday's edition of What Matters in North Carolina.